This is Richard Swart with BankInfoSecurity.com. I'm with Danny Allen, the Chief Scientist and Director of Security Research with WatchFire. And I'd like you to tell our listeners, what is it that WatchFire is doing these days that could benefit executives in the financial industry?
Well, the statistics right now indicate that about 75% of the attacks are happening over the software layer. And from our internal research at WatchFire and from public research, the statistics say that about 90% of applications are vulnerable. And if you take a single vulnerability that's well known, like cross-site scripting, which is often used in phishing attacks, for example, against banks, and used in attacks against the clients of applications, so people who are logging into the banking software. If you take one vulnerability like that, and there's a group last year that put out statistics based on 30,000 applications they had evaluated, 85% of them were vulnerable to that one problem. So WatchFire is very focused, the security research team, first of all, to understand what the malicious individuals are doing with those attacks, and then secondly, to develop new ways to exploit or understand them, and then we build that into our product set. So what we want to do is help banks not just in production environments, but also in their pre-production environments and across the entire organization understand where those vulnerabilities exist, and not just to chase problems, but also to understand why it's happening so that they can build the root causes into their organization, into the processes, so they can understand and prevent it from happening in the future. So that is the core focus of us. We do analysis of the infrastructure that the applications are running on as well. But most of the time, we are looking at the attacks that are actually happening. We're researching potential attacks that might happen, and then we're building that into a solution set. Now, we offer services so that we can do penetration tests ourselves. We also offer software. The most successful clients that we have in the banking industries are ones that began by using software, and usually that begins in the security audit team. So before an application goes live, they would do that analysis. But as you well know, banks are very large assets on the web application front because it's very cheap. It's an easy channel to communicate with their customers. And they want to scale it across that entire channel. And what happens is the security audit team becomes a bottleneck. And they're not able to do the comprehensive analysis that they need to do. And so our most successful clients in the banking industry are those that begin in the software, but then they begin to build this into the process. And our services organization helps them to do that, builds it back into the security development lifecycle, and so that they're catching these things earlier. And that allows the security audit folks to not be focused on these things like cross-site scripting or the low-hanging problems that we see all the time, but focus on the more sophisticated things like privilege escalation and access controls and things that are a lot more difficult to automate. The challenge is right now that we have security auditors focused on problems that are actually pretty easy to find if people know what to look for and how to look for it. And that's what our software does.
It's a recent acquisition by IBM. Are there going to be any changes in your product suite?
So we have two core products in the security space. One is AppScan and the other is AppScan Enterprise. Those are not going to change at all. In fact, we are hiring developers to enhance and continue to build those because WatchFire actually is 9 of the top 10 banks, and we wouldn't want to alienate those as our customers. We want to improve and build upon the product sets that we have. What you will see is the intellectual property about how to do that testing is going to be built into the IBM Rational Suite. And so we have a whole team right now that is focused on that integration transition so that if a bank is using IBM Rational or maybe they're programming in Eclipse, the intellectual property and the testing that we can do right now in our product set will be built into their development and build processes to make it easier to catch these things earlier in the life cycle. And that will result in cost savings for large financial institutions that have a defined process already. And so our current products are not going to change, but we are going to take that intellectual property and build it into the IBM Rational Suite.
You mentioned that security audit teams oftentimes are only picking up the low-hanging fruit. What is the banks need to do differently in the way they're pushing their application security?
Well, when I said they're catching the low-hanging fruit, they're large organizations, large banks have a large grouping of assets. And probably the most limited resource they have are these security auditors. And so if they're trying to get full coverage, they can't go to the depth of analysis that they need to do to actually do the really sophisticated attack. And so what they tend to end up doing is running automated tools themselves or doing a very broad brushstroke. There's a large organization we're working with right now in the financial world that speaks of it as BAVA, or Broad Application Vulnerability Assessment, and that's, most of the time, that's all they're able to do because they have a limited resource trying to analyze this large category of assets. So what we want to do is take that BAVA, or the Broad Application Vulnerability Assessment, and make that completely automated so that they can focus on the deep application vulnerability assessment. It's not that you're going to get rid of these people, it's that they can focus their time on things that humans do very well. There are certain types of tasks, certain types of vulnerabilities that automation are never going to catch. And the security auditor should be focused on those things, the things that take human intelligence to focus on. They're best served in doing that, and the organization sees the best return on investment.
Well, we have someone considering purchasing application scanning. What is the one thing that makes your product different from your competitors?
So the one thing that makes this difference, you'll find in the desktop audit tool or in the security auditor tool that there are a lot of tools out there and they all have very similar capabilities. And it's really a war over features and functions that, you know, one person innovates, the other person copies, another person innovates, the other person copies. So at the desktop audit tool, if I was a lone person, there are many very good tools. What makes WatchFire different is that we have a transition path so that as you begin to grow, a bank obviously is not one auditor, might grow to 5 auditors, and as they begin to grow, we have the capability to consolidate and consume all of those pieces of information about the security posture of the organization into one place. And then beyond that, and inherent into that platform is things like issue management, very sophisticated trending, control over who can analyze what and where, and that type of thing. And then we have a roadmap for them to follow on so that as they begin to build this into the life cycle, eventually, we have organizations right now that are using this with 8,000 developers. Our competitors can't allow that capability because they don't have a web-based solution, but our enterprise product, as you move towards it, we allow a large organization, large banks, to scale this out to the hundreds or thousands of tens of thousands of developers that they have. So what we are offering them is a roadmap to go from, you start here, begin to understand the problem, but then to scale it across the organization. That's where we differentiate ourselves is at the enterprise. We have a roadmap that we can take them on.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Danny.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.